very good morning to you from the sports team. We kick off with football. Richards Bay FC swept aside AmaZulu 2-0 in their Betway Premiership derby at the Mhlathuzi Sports Complex last night. The Natal Rich Boys jumped to 9th on the log after securing their 4th league win, signing off confidently before the mid-season break. AmaZulu, meanwhile, stay 5th after securing their 4th defeat to the campaign. Arthur Zwane's men will look to finish the year on a better note when they face Golden Arrows on December the 2nd. And then Durban City aim to block Orlando Pirates of going top of the log when they meet at Moses Mabhida Stadium this afternoon. In the English Premier League now, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola knows they can't afford to let Arsenal pull further clear at the top of the Premier League. Now they're 7 points adrift of the leaders ahead of hosting Leeds.
I know the distance is already there and Arsenal is so strong. We see it in game by game in the Premier League and the other ones, and start to see how it's getting better as a team. We proved it in the past many, many times. And I know what you have to do to be there. I know it. I have experience for that.
Whoever wins between Sunderland and Bournemouth will end the day in the Champions League spots, while Burnley can climb out of the relegation zone if they beat Brentford in West London. Newcastle go to Everton before Tottenham host Fulham. Over to cricket now. The Hollywoodbet Dolphins' dreams of a T20 Challenge final washed away after rain was the ultimate decider in their qualifier against the Warriors. Now, the Warriors and the Dolphins only had 5 overs and 3 balls of play before lightning and rain ended things. According to the rules, the Warriors qualified because they finished in 2nd place in the group stage ahead of the Dolphins, who were 3rd. And then in some rugby to end off things, Wales will be aiming to round off their autumn campaign with an encouraging display against the world champions South Africa in Cardiff. Now, Steve Tandy's side have suffered heavy defeats to Argentina and the All Blacks so far this November, but did secure a narrow victory over Japan. The hosts have conceded 368 points in 10 matches this calendar year. The match between the Wales and the Springboks kicks off at 5:10 this evening. Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.